Ride hailing feels the heat of LPG price hike.
West Asia tensions cloud India's IPO runway.
Electronics industry cheers government's FDI tweaks.
Tamil Nadu government in advanced stages of investing in 3 deep tech startups.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's begin with a story where geopolitics is starting to reach our everyday life in India. Now, the Israel-Iran tensions are now showing up in places that you might not expect, from auto stands to restaurants and even LPG booking apps.
That's right. Auto drivers operating on ride-hailing platforms like Ola, Uber, Rapido and Namayatri say rising LPG prices are starting to hit their daily earnings.
In Bengaluru, for example, auto LPG prices have climbed sharply from about 59 rupees per litre at the end of February to around 89 rupees by March 10th.
Yes, drivers say that kind of jump matters when margins are already thin. Many auto drivers rent their vehicles, so higher fuel costs directly cut into their take-home income.
Now, some LPG stations in cities like Bengaluru and Chennai are also running dry, while queues at CNG pumps have become noticeably longer.
And the ripple effects are spreading beyond autos, so hotel chains say commercial LPG shortages are starting to disrupt their operations as well.
Hotels are reportedly tweaking menus, reducing laundry cycles, and experimenting with alternate cooking methods to manage fuel shortages. Some properties say they are receiving just 10 to 20% of their usual LPG supply.
Yes, and restaurant owners are also adjusting. In Bengaluru, in fact, several eateries have temporarily increased menu prices for customers by about rupees 5 to rupees 10 as cylinder costs are going up.
And the pressure is reaching households too. The LPG refill booking system run by Indian Oil recently crashed after refill requests surged to nearly 8 to 10 times the usual volume. So while the conflict is far away geographically, its effects are beginning to show up much closer to home. Now let's move on to the startup funding and IPO landscape, where geopolitics is again playing spoilsport. India's startup IPO pipeline is facing uncertainty as tensions in West Asia create volatility in Indian markets.
Yes, so investment bankers are reportedly advising companies that were preparing for IPOs to pause listing plans until there is some clarity around the Iran conflict and market sentiment.
This caution also reflects in the role of Gulf investors in India's startup ecosystem. According to Traction data, sovereign wealth funds from the Middle East have invested around $9 billion in Indian startups over the past 5 years.
Now, that accounts for roughly 8% of total ecosystem funding, which means any shift in Gulf capital flows can influence startup financing.
Some venture capitalists say late-stage startups could face valuation pressure if investors from the region slow their deployment of funds.
Yes, the conflict is also creating disruptions in global logistics as well. In fact, several exporters Money Control spoke to say containers are being held back at ports as freight bookings slow and insurers become cautious about shipments headed towards the Gulf.
And there is an unexpected side effect in the wedding industry too. Destination weddings planned in the Gulf are moving back to India. Wedding planners say around 15 to 20 weddings, Indian weddings in the region, have either been cancelled or relocated.
Right. Now let's talk policy and investment flows. India's electronics and semiconductor industry is reacting to changes in FDI rules.
That's right. The government has introduced notifications to Press Note 3, the policy that governs investments from countries sharing land borders with India.
Yes, now the updated framework still requires government approval for such investments, but introduces a clear 60-day timeline for processing applications.
Industry leaders say this change could help unlock investments in partnerships, particularly in electronics manufacturing and semiconductor supply chains.
Yes, segments like electronics components, capital goods, and chip equipments are areas where India still depends heavily on imports. So industry groups say faster approvals could encourage joint ventures, tech partnerships, and venture investments as well.
Analysts also point out that the timing aligns with the broader China Plus One strategy, where companies with expertise in China are exploring alternative manufacturing locations. And finally, let's head to Chennai, where the state government is stepping into the startup investment space.
Yes, so Tamil Nadu Industrial Development Corporation, or TIDCO, is in advanced discussions to invest in several deep tech startups. These include electric motorcycle startup Rapti, space tech company Agnicool Cosmos, and semiconductor design startup IDP Semiconductor.
Sources say TIDCO could invest around 25 to 30 crore each in Rapti Energy and Agnicool Cosmos, and about 10 to 15 crore in IDP Semiconductor.
Interestingly, these investments also mark some of TIDCO's first direct startup bets in decades.
The last notable one goes all the way back to the 1980s, when TIDCO partnered with the Tata Group to create Titan. Now, the state agency appears to be stepping back into the startup ecosystem, this time with a focus on deep tech and advanced manufacturing.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting. A shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.